My name is Dawn Colsey, and it's an honour to be with you today in the church where my brother-in-law, John, and sister-in-law, Judy, worshipped for so many years. In the name of God, who is constantly creating, redeeming, and sustaining. Amen. Do sit down. In my sermon, I have used some quotations from the modern translation of the Bible called The Message. Have you ever been visited by an angel? No, I don't think so, I can hear you say. I'm just an ordinary person. No angel would visit me. Well, the theme of today's readings is that God calls upon ordinary people to carry out what God wants for the world. Why does God do that? From love, from God's enormous unconditional love for the world and for everyone and everything in creation. I have never seen an angel. I'm just looking for angels. At St. Aidan's, where I worship, we have some beautiful angels with feathery wings in our windows. But people tell of angels in the form of another person. Some of you are angels to each other. Or even a beloved dog. Or dare I say, a cat, which has saved someone by alerting them to a fire, something like that. So don't dismiss the idea of an angel visiting you just because you are an ordinary person who needs good news to arrive in some way. I'll come back to angels in a few minutes. The reading from 2 Samuel shows a humble God raising a humble shepherd to be a king over the people of Israel. I say a humble God because God has been closely with the chosen people of the Israelites as they wandered and has never complained that he did not have a house or temple. God dwelt with them in a tent and a tabernacle. Now, God points out that the humble shepherd boy David, raised by God to be king, has a house of cedar, a grand house. More than that is God's promise that David will have a different kind of house, that is, a whole line of descendants with a land to call their own forever. This all points to Joseph as a descendant of David, part of his house or line. So God was prepared to be with the people without a grand dwelling and using an ordinary boy to be king with his descendants reigning forever. It's St. Paul who explains to the Romans, non-Jewish, Gentile people like us, that this was God's loving plan from the beginning. In three amazing verses, Paul sings God's praise for the mystery that was kept secret for long ages. The mystery that God would come among us, as the prophets had said, and is now proclaimed by Jesus Christ to bring about the obedience of faith, made real in the person of Jesus. Now in Luke's Gospel passage, we come to the familiar and amazing story of God choosing an ordinary person, an ordinary young girl, and an angel visiting her. Why did this happen? For an extraordinary reason intended by God from the beginning, as Paul has just told us. to carry out God's plan to come among us in human form, to show us how to live, to suffer, to die, and that death is not the end. Luke gives such precise details of time and place and person, so important for history. After the miracle of Elizabeth conceiving a child in her older age, and when she was already 6 months pregnant, she comes out of seclusion. She has had time to reflect and praise God, to quote Raymond Brown. So she knows definitely that the angel's promise to her husband Zechariah will come true. She is, to quote Peterson in The Message, relishing her pregnancy. That's when the angel Gabriel appears to her cousin Mary. She must have been terrified and shown it. A powerful force confronting her, needing to reassure her frightened face. Do not be afraid, Mary. You are someone God is really pleased with. You will have a son, and he will have the title Son of the Most High. He will be called Holy, and God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will rule over Jacob's house forever. You will name him Jesus, Yeshua, Savior, for he will save his people and will be the fulfillment of the promise made so long ago to David. No wonder Mary was both frightened and puzzled. She was engaged, but not yet married to Joseph, a man rather older than she was. No wonder she pondered how she could have a child outside of marriage, perhaps be rejected by Joseph, probably spurned and even harmed by the village. She summons her courage to ask how this could happen. So, she is intelligent and questioning, and not submissive to this huge idea being thrust upon her. She is not ready to be a mother, and Gabriel needs to reassure her, in modern words, "You're beautiful with God's beauty, beautiful inside and out. God be with you." To answer Mary's, "How can this happen?" the angel assures her of God's amazing love, not just for her, but for Elizabeth, the childless one, now bringing her child to birth in 3 months' time. Nothing is impossible with God. The Holy Spirit will come upon her. The Greek word means overpower what is natural, that is, her virginity. And the power of the Most High will overshadow her. To overshadow, as when the presence of God would overshadow Jesus, Moses, and Elijah at the Transfiguration. So always a sign of God's true presence. The power of God's love would bring this about. How carefully Mary must have taken in the angel's words, because now she is able to say a firm yes to God. May it happen just as you have explained. I am the Lord's handmaiden, ready to serve. No wonder that when Elizabeth and her unborn child greet Mary with such joy, Mary pours out her praise for the nature of God. God has brought about the impossible, a baby each for an elderly, infertile woman and for a single, unmarried girl who will be accepted and protected by her betrothed. In her song, the Magnificat, she proclaims that God's mercy flows in wave after wave, and I'm the most fortunate woman on earth. There we hear God present in ordinary people, a little out of the ordinary because of God's long-held promises. But let us be alert and full of joy at the love if God sends an angel to you or me in whatever form, even as an insight in your own ordinary, faithful Christian mind. That can be an angel, an insight like that. Be sure that God is with us and will always be with us in the future, even while parts of the world are so troubled. If you are saying to yourself, "But that's all a story from long ago," then hear this. Speaking of the gift of a child, IVF can be a gift from God. I personally know of a couple where the woman at 47 years old has been able to give birth to a perfect baby girl. What a gift from God that is. She had aggressive breast cancer in her 30s and was told she would never have a child. They spent many thousands of dollars on treatment in the USA without result. Now they have their own baby girl to make a family. Thanks be to God, with whom nothing is impossible. Amen.